You hold in Daf Yud Amid Beis. It's near the bottom. We'll hold in the middle of the Gemara again that Mizbeach Oilo V'yehecho V'yehazores Boyim Mishuri Halishcha. That these things came from the money that was from the Shuri HaLishcha, the leftover money in the Lishcha itself. Chutz li'Azoris, mashaken anything outside the Azora, that means the Ezras or Yisrael, or the Ezras Noshim, boyim alishchos bedekabayis. To build the other Azoris, not the Ezra where they made the Karbonis, but outside the Azora where they made the Karbonis, that didn't come from the Lishcha, because that wasn't Tzorach HaKarbonis, that came from the bedekabayis. For the Mora Kashina, for Atoni we learned, Avnei HaMizbeach, the stones of the Mizbeach itself, HaHechol, the stones that they build the Hechol, the Beis HaMikdash itself with, for HaZoris, or else the stones, the building of the Azor itself, Moyelum Behem, there's an Yisemila, if you have Anor from them, you're over the Yisemila. Now the question is, V'chiyesh Mila Bishurayim, if you're telling me now, that the Mizbeach and the Hechol comes from the Shuri HaLeshchem, from the Machsa Shekel that was left over in the Lishcha, so why is there an Isemila on it? Hey, it's the Lishcha, you didn't use that money to buy the Karbonis with it. That was Shirayim, leftover money. So Kasher is on the leftover money, there should not be an Isemila. So how come here it says on the Mizbeach and Hechel, there is an Isemila, like it should be a Kasher, that we should not take the money then from the Shuri HaLishcha to make the Mizbeach, if you're telling me there's an Isemila? So we're into that wouldn't be such a kasha. Elak Rav Meir, I'll tell you this goes according to Rav Meir. To Rav Meir Omer we had before, Moyelim Bishurayim. He learns not only is there an Isamila on the Trumas Halishcha, on the buckets that they take out to use the money to buy the Karbonis, but even the money left over in the Lishcha, that also has Kedusha, that you'll be over an Isamila. Because Rav Meir's swear was, that let's say at the end they find out they don't have enough money, they have the right to come back again, take more money from the Lishcha. So the Lishcha always has Kedusha on it, therefore it has Isamila. For the Gemara knows still a kasha. Omer Rav Chiya though, Klum Omer Rav Meir, Ela Beter Shinosei. Like how long does Rav Meir say that all the money in the Lishcha has Kedusha on it, that if you have another be an Isamila? It's only Teich that year. Because the svar is, that year, if you use up all the money from the Trumas HaLishcha, you're allowed to go back to the Lishcha, to the original room, and take out more money. But only that year you could use the money for the Karbonis. Mashenken, once the year went by, you can't use the money anymore for the Karbonis, because you have to use the new money to buy new Karbonis with. So the leftover money is not used for Karbonis anymore. So the svar, there's no more Isamila on it. Remeyes svar is only, since you could come to use that money for Karbonis, it has an Isamila on it. But once the year went by, you can't use that money anymore for Karbonis. So the Chorosh, there should not be an Isamila. For Hoche, here we're talking about Chutz L'Shinosa Anan Kaimin. That we say you could make build the Heichel or the inside with the Shira Lishchem is for sure talking about after that year. Because during that year, you can't use the money. Because maybe you'll need the money to buy Karbonis. Like the Ikka money, the Machsa Shekel was used to buy Karbonis. So that full year, you can't use any money from the Lishcha. Because maybe you use up all the money from the Truma, and you have to take more money. That we say the leftover money you use to buy things in the Beis HaMikdash, that's only after the year. So it's a kasha then. How come there'll be an Isamila on it? If you tell me now you build the Mizbeach and Hechom from the money of the Shuri HaLishcha, the leftover money after that year, it's not aimed to use for Karbonis, should not have Kedusha, should not be over Isamila. So most of more obliged by kasha on it. Right. Omer Rabbi Chizkiya, Tana Rabbi Yehuda, Gidgadnias, the place where he came from, Ha Shulchan v'hamenoira v'hamizbeichois, the Shulchan and the menoira and the mizbeich, the two mizbeich, v'haparoichois, is makfines HaKarbonis. If you didn't have these things in the Beis HaMikdash, it's like a psul, you can't bring Karbonis. You have to have a Shulchan there, the menoira there, the mizbeich, the paroichos has to be there. If not, the Beis HaMikdash is psul, it's no good, you can't bring Karbonis. Diva Rabbi Meir, that's where Rabbi Meir holds. The Chachamim and the Chachamim say, "Ein l'cho makiv as a carbon." No, you know, the only thing that's makiv that you don't have in the Beis Hamikdash, you can't bring a carbon there. Ela hakiyor v'yakan, only the kiyor and the kan. Those are the only two things that's makiv. If you don't have those two things, then you can't bring a carbon. But if you're missing the other kelim, the carbon is still kosher. Buvad. So that's the machlekes for Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. So the Korbanator says, Makfines HaKorbin means, She'osa la'akriv Korbin. you're not allowed to bring a korban in the Beis Hamikdash im ein elu b'mkoyman, if these things are not in this right place. So according to the Chachamim say no, the only thing that has to be in the right place is the kiyar and the kan, the door that they wash their hands from. For the Gemara of Eloi Chayn, Omer Reb Leza, Nidim Reb Leza say like this, that Reb Yosi Reb Chanina, Tarvayin and Amri, that they both said, Kol Hoin Dechsiv, any place, any time it says, Noichach, the Pasuk says by this Keli, the word Noichach is Makiv. You have to have that Korbit, that Keli in the Beis Hamikdash. It says Kol Hein means Kol Hecho. The Chesiv Noichach going by Menorah. By the Menorah, the Torah says the Chesiv V'yes HaMenorah Noichach HaShulchan. The Menorah has to be on the side of the Shulchan. So here is what that's Makiv. If you don't have the Menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, you can't bring Kabbonis there. So it's a Kasha on the Chachamim. The Chachamim say here the only thing that's Makiv is the Kiyor and the Kan. And here it says no, even the Menorah is Makiv. By the Tzela ain't a Makiv. But if the Torah only says the word Tzela, then it's not Makiv. Now, v'yom Reb Shmuel, Reb Nachman, v'shem Reb Yonasan, v'yafilu tzela makiv. He holds no. When the Torah says the word tzela, that's also makiv. Tzela in a makiv, it says to go in b'shulchan, by the shulchan. T'yachsev yasa shulchan tita na tzela tzofen. It says the word tzela, so Tanakam holds it's not makiv. Mashen Ken Reb Yonasan says, even when it says the word tzela, the shulchan is also makiv. So it's again a kasha and a chachomin. How could they say just the kiyar and the kan? According to Rabbi Yonasan, even the shulchan is makiv. V'yom Rabbi Ila said, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, b'av Rabbi Nachman, v'yafilu sima. Whatever the Torah says, the word sum, to put it there, that's also makiv. Like he says, v'yafilu sima makiv, k'gain orin, by the orin on the preiches, on his beiches, t'yachsiv b'hu v'yosem. It says there, that's where you're supposed to put them, v'yosem. So they hold when a Torah says the word Vayosim, it means to tell us, Makfin, that if now in the Beis Hamikdash there's no Oren, or there's no Peruch, there's no Mizbeach, it's possible, you can't bring the Karbonis. As I have a Kash Shalayim, Miyodi Yomru Rabbonin, Shein Amakev El Aki of Yakam Bavad, like the Chur of these Chachomim go according to Chachom Shita. So it's a Stira then. Before the Chachom said only the Kir, that's the only Kedu that's Makiv, it's not in its right place, you can't bring Karbonis. And here we have a bunch of Tanoyim, Tanoyim that are saying more, that you have to have the Shulchan, or the Oren, or the Menorah. And the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kan be Avodah Hashem b'fanim, Kan be Avodah Hashem b'chutz. It depends which Avodah you're doing. And the Kabbalah says, Kan be Avodah Hashem b'fanim, Ke Shabu Alavet b'fanim. When you want to do like the Kohen Gadol does, the Avodah Yom Kippur in the b'fanim, Kulam Makfin. Then you need all the Kalim there. Avodah chutz, by regular korban, you do the avodah outside the heichal. You don't do it in the kodesh hakodoshim. You do it outside. Is ainah makiv? Then the menorah, the shulchan, the proches, they're all not makiv. It's not negated to the korban done by chutz outside the kodesh hakodoshim. Therefore, it's not makiv. Elo hakir the akan bavad. That's the chum before. When you do the avodah regular korban that's on the outside, then the only kelu that's makiv is the kir. That has to be in its right place. But the shulchan, the menorah that's in the pnim, it's not negay. Even if it's not there, you could bring karbonis, but in the outside of the on the outside in the azori, you could bring the carbon. Amar Rabbi Chanina, shachtes gedola hoisa b'vnei kahanim gedolim. Hey, the kahanim gedolim had a tremendous amount of gaiva. They were big shots. Why? Shayosa mishishim kikrei zov. It costed more than 60 blocks kikrei zov, a tremendous amount of gold. They used to spend to build this bridge that the Mishnah says they used to have a special bridge to take the Por Aduma from the Beis Hamikdash to the Har HaZeisim. So the Kohen God used to spend their own money to build it. They used to have the bridge from last year, from last Kohen Gadol, so you had the bridge there that they used to carry, take the Por Aduma to make sure it didn't go over in Oil HaMeis. They used to have a special bridge, and it was a two-story bridge, that the bottom was like a mechitza to make sure no tumah comes up, and on top of that they let the para go from the Beis Hamikdash to the Har HaZeisim. Now, v'lohoye echad mehen moitzi parosa v'kivsa shachaveroi. No Kohen Gadol, when he brought the para aduma, did he ever use somebody else's bridge. He always had his own one built. El Soisroi, he used to knock down the bridge made before. I said, come on, this is the biggest bridge in the world, Mesama. It was a bridge runs from the Beis Hamikdash to the Har HaZeisim. It's pretty far distance. And it used to have two stories to it. And he used to knock it down. And he would have a new one built up from his own money. So he learned it was a gaiva that they did, like they should have used the other ones, but they have to waste so much money, knock it down and build up a new one. That's the way he learned. So the Mara Hosir Rabbi Ula, Rabbi Ula asked the question, Kumi Rabbi Mona. For Atoni it was learned that Shimon HaTzadik, he was also a Kohen Gadol, but he was a big tzadik. He also did the same thing. That Shimon HaTzadik Shtei Porois also, Jusan. He did two paradumas in his times. He brought two paradumas. And Loi Bekevesh Hoitzi Yazu, the same bridge that he used to carry, to walk with the first paradumum, he did not use for the second one. In other words, he also knocked down the first bridge and built up a second bridge. Is this L'chol Neima Shimon HaTzadik Shachetzoya? Can you tell me to say that Shimon HaTzadik, he was also a Magaivnik? Like, true, there were some Kain Godos that weren't such big tzadikim. But Shimon HaTzadik was a big tzadik. So how could you say it was a gaiva, what the Kohanim Gedolim did, to knock down the last bridge and build up a new bridge now? So my Kedolim, what do you have to say? El Hashem Maila Hi. They did a tremendous maila, like a tremendous respect they gave to the Paraduma. The Parah. Silsili the Parah. It was a respect, the cover that the Kohanim did to the Paraduma, as if to show it's very chashuv to us, and they wanted to be menadev to make their own bridge. So it wasn't gaiva what they did, but rather, like he says, so covered. It was a tremendous cover they gave to the Paraduma, that they were zeicha to bring one, that they build their own bridge to walk the Paraduma on top of a bridge, that there should be no tumma underneath it, it should not be mekabel tumma, from the Beis Hamikdash to the Har HaZeisim. Maratonia was learned, zizin uksolim hoyu yoytze mikan amakan. They had like a projection, wood was projecting from both sides of the bridge. Why? Kidei shelo yaitzu yitzitza kahanim v'yitamu. Then that the kahanim should not like walk on the side of near the Kohen Gadol and be metama the Kohen Gadol. So shall exactly what does it mean? The Kohenator says, zizin uksolim means hayu yaitzim mikevesh haporim. From this bridge that the poro walked over, there was like wood projecting on the side to keep people away from it. Shelo yove kahanim, the kahanim should not come, v'yitzitzu look over it, v'yaviyo liga b'yaitzim haporim yitamu oysan. That the Kohanim on the side should not come to touch the people that are Isaac in the Parah to Matama the Parah. Those people. So it's a Bissel Modna. Like, what's the happen mean? Why should these Kohanim go and be Matama those people? Current Tom Carlton says, Stam, it means that they should not look on the side. They didn't want the people or the Kohanim that were walking with the Paraduma to look on the side. Today they shouldn't see things bad than Bola De Tumah. So therefore they had like projections, you can't look on the side. They had to just walk straight. So that they themselves should not become tummy. Right, the Rabbi Kiva Oimer Ein Mistakrin. So the Mishnah was a Shaila, what to do? Shiura Lishcha, the Mishnah had a Shaila. Shiura Lishcha, the money left over in the Lishcha. After they took all the Trumas HaLishcha, the leftover money, what did they do with it? So the Mishnah said, Mayu Eisen Ben, Leichen Vem Yenus Shmonim Veslosais. They used to buy wine and oil and flour, and they used to sell it. And the money they would gain from it went to Hegdish. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, that's Rabbi Yishmael Shita. That Hegdish was allowed to do business with it and make profit. What did they do with the profit? We'll see later. But Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah, no, Ein Mistakrin. No, you're not allowed to make profit from Hegdish's money. Bishal Hegdish. And that's why Mishal Aniyim. Not even if you have stuck your money, like you have money collected for Aniyim, you're also not allowed to do business with the money Shal Aniyim. Because it's a Gnai for it, or else because you have to be afraid, maybe you lose by business, and you lose out the money for Hegdish, or you lose out the money for Aniyim, therefore it's not nice to do it. So Gemara says now, that you have to keep the way in the Ein Mistakrin, you're not allowed to do business with the money that belongs to Hegdish, or the money that belongs to Aniyim, stuck in money. Or Gemara says though, El Imrot Seyiyo Ahef Sechaloi. But let's say you want to make a Tanai, a special condition you'll do if you take Hegdish's money and you do business with it, and you'll make the special condition. That what? That if you lose out, the loss is completely yours. I'll pay you back completely, Hegdish. Or else by the Aniyim. I'm taking the Aniyim's money and I want to do business with it. And I say like this, if I lose out the money, I'll pay it all back. The Yaschar, but let's say I gain profit, le Hegdish, I'll split the profit to Hegdish. That's mutter, then you're allowed to do it. Because for sure, Hegdish only gains. Hegdish won't lose out, so that's mutter. Kihoda, just like Kihoda Barzmino, is paket gabe model the Yisaimim. They gave to him a whole bunch of money belonging to Yisaimim. In other words, like stucker money belonging to the Aniyim. Is Osal Vishurli Rabbi Mona. He went to ask the Shalach from Ramona. Can I do business with this money now that I'm holding for the assignment, for the orphans? Omalei, he answered back, in Boyis, if you want to do like this, it's all right. Till you have saved the didoch, that if you lose out any money in this business deal, it's completely on your achrayis, you'll have to pay it back. The agra de tavaychon. But let's say you make profit on the money, then you can split the money. Shari, that's mutter to do. And some say, Reb Chiya bar Ada, ispate gabei madlid yisoymim, he also had this pikodin, he also held money that belonged to yisoymim. The Yavid Cain, he himself also did like this. He used to put it into business, but with this condition, that if the money got lost in business, you'll pay it back completely. But if you have a profit, you'll have to split the profit. So even though by a regular person is an issa of avak ribis, it's a shah that looks like ribis here, since you're taking the money only if you lost, it's completely yours. It's your loss. And if it's a gain, I'll pay you back here. Midrabon, it looks like ribis. It looks like you're just borrowing the money. And therefore, if you have a loss, you have to pay it back. It looks like halvor. So midrabon, it's also. But by hegdish and by yisaimim, by anin, the rabbonim were makel. Because it's only a havik ribis, or it looks like ribis. Really, it's not ribis. Because really you're not loaning the money, you're only taking the money to do business with it. So with the Rabbanan it's mutter, by Hegdesh and by Nihim it's mutter. So what about it? Moise Peris. So what did the Mishnah say now? Moise Peris, what do you do with the leftover money from the Peris? We'll soon see what that means. It's Keitz HaMizbeach. You use it to buy Kabonis on the Mizbeach. And Moise Truma L'Klishoris. Leftover money from the Truma Talishcha, if they didn't need for the Karbonis, what do they do with the leftover money? They bought the Klisharis. That's what Tanakhama holds. Or Rabbi Shmuel says this. Yeah. Rabbi Akiva right there, Moise Truma Lekesa Mizbech, he says no the other way, that the leftover, the Truma Talishcha, goes to the Mizbech, and Moise Nesachim the Klisharis. And he holds leftover money for the Nesachim, that goes to the Klisharis. And the Rechanin Askana Kana Moimir, Moise Nesachim Keitzam Mizbeach. The leftover money from the Nesachim, we'll soon see what that is, goes to Keitzam Mizbeach for Kabonis. And Moise Ratruma Le Klisharis. And leftover money from the Truma Talishcha, that went to buy Klisharis. And Zev is the Moidim, both Rechanin Askana Kanim and Reb Kiva both Moidim, that Zev is the Lohoyu Moidim Aperis. They both do not hold Poshid like the Yishmol Zaitza, that you're not, Hegdish is not allowed to sell the wheat, the flour and the oil to gain money. There's no such thing as gaining money by Hegdish. That's called L'hoyu Moidim Peris. They did not agree to the Eitzam to make Peris, to make extra money profit for Hegdish. So Gemara says, now, Moise Peris, what do you do with the leftover money from the Peris? So the Gemara, Masisim Rabbi Shmoli, the Moise Peris means the current Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that the leftover money before from the Lishkam, Rabbi Shmuel said, you're allowed to take that money, and Hegdish was allowed to buy Peris. They could buy wine and oil and flour and sell it. And the money that they got from selling it, what do they do with the money they got? That's what the Mishnah is saying now. That Meister HaPeris is what? The Kayetz HaMizbeach. With this money that they gained by selling the flour, the wheat, and the oil, the money they gained they used to buy Kabonis for the Mizbeach. When the Mizbeach is empty, there's no Kabonis that day, so the Kohanim used to buy Kabonis, a Korban Eila, to put on the Mizbeach. That's what the Mishnah says. Leftover money you could use for the Keitz HaMizbeach. Now, where did the leftover money come from? Because they sold these fruits. They sold the wine and the oil. Who did that go like? According to Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Because Rabbi Kiva says, Hegdish is not allowed to sell these things to make business with it. So that the Mishnah says, there's a Moise Peris that goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmueli. To Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef Posam Asnisa, he explains our Mishnah that Moise Peris Schar LeHegdish. The same thing. That the Meister Peris means the Schar LeHegdish, the money that Hegdish gained. Also, according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that they were allowed to buy with the money left over from the Lishcha. They were allowed to buy these Peris, the wine and the oil, and they sold it. And the profit, the money they got from it, that's the Shaila, bring it to buy Kabonis with it. What about Meister Nesachim? Then the Mishnah says, what do you do with the leftover money from the Nesachim? Meister Nesachim. The klisharis. He used it to buy a klisharis with it. What is called Meister Nesachim? Zu sa revius. That's the case of a saw and a revius, which we'll have later. That's the Mishnah later. Korban Eda says that's the Mishnah later. The Tanan LeKamon. We'll learn later. Bepirkin. Hamakabel olav lesapek soltis. Somebody took upon himself. He's going to supply Hegdish with flour. Midalit soin b'sela. He said that for one sela, I'll give you four soin. That's what he made up right now. V'yomdo b'shol b'shloisha. And later it came out that for one sela, all you deserve is just to get three soin. In other words, the flower went up. But since when you accepted upon yourself to give four, halacha is yaspik abo. You have to still give four soin. Even though Hegdish only gives you a sela, still you have to lose out, and Hegdish gains. Hegdish gains this extra quarter that you have to give four soin like you accepted upon yourself. Now, Masha Hegdish mistakir, that Hegdish gains, that you have to give him this extra money, that's called Maisa Nesachim. The leftover money, the money that Hegdish gained, by the Nesachim. The fact somebody was machayt himself to give a saw's worth, and that a seller's worth, and that time was four soin. Even when he pays up, it's only three soin. So Hegdish gets the extra saw, that's called a profit. What does Hegdish do with this profit? The Mishnah says, you bring it for Kli Shoros. That's called Maisa Nesachim. Rabbi Yochanan Posa Mas Nisan. Rabbi Yochanan learned a little bit different Pshat now Mishnah. He learned like this. The Mishnah said, there's a Maisa Peris. There's a leftover money that you have from buying the Peris, from buying the fruits. What does that mean? Zusa. He learned, that's the case of Zusa Revis. Does Maisa Peris doesn't mean like learned before, according to Rabbi Shmuel, when Hegdish did business and they bought the wine and the oil and sold it. But rather he learns in a regular case where somebody was menadah, took upon himself to give flour for the kabbonis, for the menachis, and he had to give an extra amount of flour. That's called the Maisa Peris. Zul Sarevius. Abazoi, what's Maisa Nesachim? What does it mean left over from the Nesachim? That means Leberutzen. Berutzen means a type of the measurement. When Hegdish used to buy, let's say, the flour, they used to buy it with a Gedusha. Kedusha means when you bought, let's say, a jar full of flour, it used to be piled up to the top. Godush means what comes up on top of the kli, you pile up like a pyramid. That's how high up it comes. And when Hegdish used to sell it out, they used to sell it a flat kli. They didn't sell the pyramid that went on top of the kli. So Hegdish used to gain, like a business, when people sell the flour to Hegdish, a pint or a jar full of flour, it used to be filled up to the top. When Hegdish sold it to the people, either for the malachis, they used to sell their jar for the same amount of money, but only a flat top. They only told the top of the kli, that's all they sold you. So Hegdish gained on the berutzim. That's called gedushos hamida. So Hegdish mekabel begoidish. Hegdish used to receive it filled up in a pyramid top, like on top of the kli. Omoicha b'mochuk. They used to sell it flattened out, just as not as much as fits inside the kli. That's how much they sold. So Hegdish used to gain when they used to give away the flour for the menachis. So that's called Meiser Nesachim. That's what Rabbi Yochanan learns. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's called Meiser Peris? Not that the Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the Hegdish did business by selling the flour and the wine and the oil, but rather in everybody's maskim, that in a case where someone was menadev, took upon himself to give flour to the Migdash, the Hegdish used to gain on the deal. So that that they gained is called the Meiser Peris. For the Gemara, the last play of the Rav Chir by Yosef Liberutzen, it's the Kashan of Mandyama before. Why did he say Moisin the Sochim needs only the Mishnah later? We took upon yourself to give for one seller four soin, and then it came out it was only worth three soin to give the extra saw. Like, why didn't he also learn this case of Berutzen? It's a better case of Chura. So whenever Hegdish buys the flour, they buy it all the way piled up like a pyramid on top, and they sell it only a flat, so Hegdish gains on the Berutzen. So why didn't he also say this is the case of Moshe Nesachim? And the Gemara Einach Nami, he meant that also. Amar Reb Chizkiya, Ma'ade Nofel Lesor Revius, Nofel LeBerutzen. It's the exact same thing. The same way Hegdish gains here, Hegdish gains there. Like it's both included in the case. There are cases that Hegdish gains when they sell their flour to the people needed for the Menachis. These are the two cases that go into Moshe Nesachim. So the Gemara now. Al Daitet Reb Chir by Yosef. According to Reb Chir by Yosef, he learns, when the Mishnah said, Moiser Peris, the leftover money of Peris, what did that mean? That meant only according to Rabbi Shmuel, that Hegdish used to take the leftover money of the Lishcha, and used to go into business. He used to buy oil, wine, and flour, and sell it, and make a profit. That was called Moiser Peris. So, Bezai, the Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. That's the way Rabbi Chir Rabbi Yosef learned. So, Mora says, it's good according to him. Al Dait the Rebbe Chir of Rabbi Yosef, according to Rebbe Chir of Rabbi Yosef, Nicha, comes out very good, that what? A Mistakrim Mishal Hegdish. That Rebbe Kiva says, you're not allowed to make profit from Hegdish. Af Loi Bishal Niyim. Not even from Stukka money can't make profit. Lefikach, therefore, it's very good, last part of the Mishnah. What are the last words of the Mishnah say? Zev zeh lo hayu moedim beperis. But the Mishnah ends off to say, Zev zeh means Rabbi Kiva. And the Mechlinas Kana Kahanim, lo hayu moedim beperis. They did not agree to this case of Peris because there was no leftover money from business. Because Rabbi Kiva says, hey, this is not allowed to go into business. They're not allowed to sell things to make profit. So it's very good why the end of the Mishnah says they were not moedim to Peris. Because Peris means only the money that Hegdish used to go into business, and that's only good according to Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi Kiva says, Hegdish is not allowed to go into business. So it's good what the end of the Mishnah says, that Rabbi Kiva was not moida to the halacha of Peris. The Gemara, though, I'll bite it Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, it's a Kasha. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, what does it mean, moisa Peris? It doesn't mean the business that Hegdish went into, but it means the Mishnah later, that everybody's masking to the Mishnah later. That if somebody takes upon himself, I'll be menadiv, I'm going to give over flour this year to Hegdish. So when he's makabel at the beginning to give a seller's worth, at that time a seller dollar, you get 4 soin for it, like 4 pounds, even though later at the time you pay up for a dollar, you only get 3 pounds. Still we say, since when you were menadiv at the beginning, you were makabel to give 4 pounds, you still have to give the 4 pounds. So that's the Mishnah later that everybody holds from. So how could our Mishnah say that they were not masking in Paris? How does it say v'zev v'zilohoy moedim in Paris? For the moral diet of Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. For Tanina, there's enough in the Mishnah later that Omdu Megimel, that let's say you originally gave for a dollar, I'll give 4 pounds, and later the dollar was only worth 3 pounds. Is the aspik midalat? The Mishnah says later still you have to give the extra pound. The Hegdish gains on it. O Tanina, and still our Mishnah says here v'zev v'zilohoy moedim in Paris. That they're not masking Tilchas Peris. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a kasha. If it's enough in the Mishnah later, everybody holds from that. How could a Stam Mishnah say like Zev is Zev, Lohayim Maidim Peris? It's a Sneva. And for the Gemara, what I meant to say is Lohayim Maidim Peris Beketzlam is Beich. They were not Maidim what to do with the money. Avada the Maidim is such a case of Maidim Peris. Like that case where you said you give 4 pounds for a dollar. Even though later it's only worth 3 pounds, you have to give the extra pound. The question is now, what does Bezdin, the Gizba, do with this extra pound? So they were not moida that the money should go to the Ketzah Mizbeach. You should use that money to buy Karbonis for the Mizbeach when it's empty. Ela moida moya b'klisharis. But they held rather that money has to go to buy new klisharis with it. So the Mara Ad Kedoyim Berutze Tzibur. So far we're talking about good that the Karbon of Tzibur, when the Gizba used to buy the Tzorach HaRabim, they used to buy, we say now, pound or the Kli filled up to the top, and they used to sell it much less than that. They used to make profit. V'yafilu Berutza Yochid. And also would apply to Berutza Yochid. When a Yochid would come to bring his menachas, bring a Kli full of his flour, it would be the same thing also. It would be leftover flour he left over there, and the Hegdish took it. And what do you do with it? You also use it to buy a Kli Sharas with it. This was private flour that was left over that he gave over to the Hegdish. So how could you say with that flour, that money now, you're going to buy a Kli Sharis? A Kli Sharis has to come from a Tzibur. It has to be Moyashal Hegdish Tel Tzibur. So how could you take it from a Yochid, a private person? And the Gemara goes like we learned before. Kihod of the Tanina, like we learned before. That Isha Sha'asasak Sinus Libno. If a mother of a Kohen wanted to make for her own son his begotten. The big de kuna, the mother wanted to make a private beggar kuna, a private ksainis, libno. We learned before, ksheira, it's not a kasha, the mother's allowed to do it. Obovat, providing though, she masrena litzibur. She has to give it over with the matonish lema to the tzibur. So now it's considered these begotten belong to the tzibur, so you're allowed to use this big de kuna. Here also, even though the yochid leaves over his flour from his private mincha, but now when he leaves it over, he gives it over matana shlema to the tzibur. So it's called now it's called the money shel tzibur. That's why they're allowed to buy a kli sharis with it. Morad kedoyim v'ritzus elach. Hey, so far we're talking about ritzus elach. That means the overflow of something liquid. The liquid also overflows. Mush, when you pour a lot in, it starts to bubble up. So you can have the case by lach. V'yafilu berutzei yavish. You can even have it by berutzei yavish also. That's what we were saying before. When you have flour, you pile it up on top of the kli, like a pyramid. It comes to a point on top that whenever the flour above the kli, that's called berutzei yavish. So you can have it by liquid. You can have the bubbling on top that overflows, and you can have the yavesh, you can have the pyramid that comes on top of the kli. V'rakhida tanita, like we learned Taman, hanesachim shekitshu b'kli. The carbonator learns this is really a vakasha now. The Gemara is asking like this.